Oh, please, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. And welcome to the podcast, everybody. My name is Jordan Tuwali, but you probably already know me. I'm a mindset coach, a healing coach, and I really, really, really can change your life through this audio experience. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing. I obviously don't have a live crowd with me. I'm sitting in my parents' house in my room. I'm 26 years old, single, and I am talking to myself into a microphone right now. Welcome to A Waste of Time, the podcast, everyone. Yes, I am Jordan, but I seriously don't know what I'm doing. I just thought I would start this podcast because, you know, I love to talk, and I realized this is a great media to talk a lot on. I have no idea even what I'm going to talk about. But we are here, and we're going to have a great time if anyone is actually listening. Well, I didn't know what to name this podcast, so yeah, I did name it A Waste of Time because I really can't sum it up any other way. There's not going to be any topic, that one specific topic that I'm talking about. I'm not a mindset podcast. I'm not a vegan podcast. I'm not a political podcast. I'm simply a man on a mission of speech. And yeah, that's all we're going to talk about. But let's jump right in because I'm in my room alone and I feel like I can just say anything and get away with it right now. So for all those first time listeners out there, which should be all of you because this is the first episode, I have been traveling a lot the last 5 years. So I guess this podcast will probably, I'll have a little bit to do with travel, some good travel stories, I'm sure. But I don't really do too much apart from travel the world, and I'm just sort of on a mission to enjoy my life as much as I possibly can. This is the part of the podcast where I would usually dive in and interview someone or have a conversation with someone because I feel like that's what podcasts do. But, you know, we're in a bit of a sticky situation here because it's just me talking and I've just decided I'm just going to go with it even though I have no niche or no purpose with this podcast. And I'm sure if we did a bit of research into podcasts that have failed, this would be the exact formula that wouldn't work. But you never know. Maybe down the line somewhere, I'll have an interview with someone cool. So let's fingers crossed the content gets way better than this first episode. This is just a pilot, guys. So you've got to give me your feedback and we're just going to take it from there. But I'm going to start with talking about just one of the most weirdest things that has just come into my brain the last like month, and that is to do with one of my favorite countries in the world, New Zealand. As an Australian, if you don't know, Australia and New Zealand have this brotherly rivalry where we hate each other, but we love each other, but we hate each other. And today's episode is going to be talking about a little bit more of the hate side. Okay, here is one thing that I just have not understood at all. So if I am Australian, I would abbreviate that and say I'm Aussie. If I am Canadian, if I am from Canada, I would say I am Canadian. If I am from America, I'd say I'm American. But if I'm from New Zealand, why do they not say they're like New Zealander or something like that? They call themselves Kiwis, okay? Which, I know that sounds normal because, you know, we've just naturally accepted it as the fact. But let's look at this a bit differently. Kiwis, they're either talking about the kiwi fruit or the kiwi bird. I know in a fact they're talking about their native animal, the kiwi. It's this little rodent thing. They're going extinct. There's not many around and they're kind of ugly. So my natural thought is that they've named themselves Kiwi out of the one fact that it is unique to their country. Which still doesn't make sense because we've all got unique things. Imagine if I walked into a room and said, hey, I'm Jordan, I'm a Kanga. Yeah, this is my friend Barry, he's an eagle, he's from America, but you know, he's an eagle. I don't know. From now on, I'm taking a stance. I will never call a Kiwi again. Don't hold me to that, but I'm going to call them a Zealander, a New Zealander, or something like that, like Kiwi. I don't know, maybe that's just amusing to me and that's just been in my brain, but you know, my Canadian friends don't call themselves moose or beaver, although that would be pretty cool. I don't know. Maybe we should all change. Maybe every single country should introduce themselves as their native animal that is unique to their region. So, hey, what's up, guys? My name is Jordan. I am a platypus, and welcome to the podcast. I hope that I've been wasting your time pretty sufficiently the last little while. And yeah, you can call me Platty Puss. Oh, you can call me Puss for short. You can call me Puss for short. Okay, that is definitely enough of that. I've got another thing that has, you know what? A lot of things I've just realized with this podcast, a lot of things annoy me. I don't know why, but a lot of them annoy me, and a lot of them have to do with Instagram. So buckle in, kiddies, because this one is a classic. So obviously, I'm in the travel industry in Instagram and on social media, and one thing that I see from all my other friends that do Instagram stories is whenever they're late for a flight, they still have time to Instagram story the whole thing. I'm not talking about one or two Instagram stories. I'm talking about like 30 Instagram stories of them sweating and running through the airport. Now, I'm sure I've done this as well, so obviously box me in with this, but how is it possible? How do we have the time to write, to talk and express our emotions and feelings of frustration so articulately online when our flight is just about to leave? This is an announcement for Jordan Tuelli. The gate is about to close. Hey guys, what's up? Yeah, that's my name over the loudspeaker. All right, I'm running through the airport. You like that audio? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to miss our flight, but it's going to be so... I hope we don't miss it because I'm freaking need to get on this flight, eh? All right, bye, see you soon. That is my interpretation of what it would sound like, or what it does sound like. And guess what, guys? I know I've done this more than once, so I'm shaming myself in this regard because, I don't know, it just creates a little bit of drama for your online community, so I guess that is the main reason to do it. Oh, you know what I've just realized? Obviously, we have a pretty good life in the travel industry. We get to travel the world and enjoy our lives, so no one is really complaining. But one question that always comes up, or not really a question, someone usually says to a travel influencer, "Wow, your life is the dream. I wish I had your life." And naturally, I've seen this so many times, travel influencers respond with, "Oh, it's not as good as you think it is. It's actually quite stressful." And then they talk about how they've got to catch flights and long layovers. And I'm like, hang on, what? That is literally the whole point of your job is traveling. And you're complaining about the travel. Guys, stop. If any of my friends listening to this, please, next time when someone says, "Wow, you have the dream life. I wish I had yours," do not reply with, "Oh, no, you don't understand. It's so much harder than you think. I have to do long layovers and red-eye flights. Sometimes I almost miss my flight because I'm on an Instagram story. It's pretty rough." We have a really good life, okay? We have a really good life. And any other travel influencer that says that we don't have a good life, they've never really had a bad life. They must just be born privileged. Because I'll tell you one thing right now. I am born privileged. I have never really had a hard day's work in my whole life. And you know what? I don't plan to. But at least I'm owning the fact that, yes, my life is really easy. Well, it's just dawned on me, guys. I already know what this podcast has become. Within 10 minutes, this podcast has become Jordan rants about things on the internet, which, you know what, there's probably unlimited content ideas here because there's always something to talk about on the internet with me. So yeah, I guess there you go. If you don't like me ranting, then yeah, this podcast is probably not going to be the one for you. As this is the pilot episode, I'm just going to leave this one here because, you know, my mouth is super dry. I don't know how people can do 4-hour podcasts because it's been like 10 minutes and my mouth is dying. Wow, okay. I'm just going to leave it here and I'm going to leave on one more note. And this last note goes out to all my friends that need help with their skincare routine. Okay, I've seen this online a lot as well where someone goes, "Hey, I've got really bad acne. How do I fix it?" And, "Oh, you've just got to drink more water. That cleared my skin right..." No, that doesn't work, okay? Drinking more water, sure, it's healthier, but it doesn't flush out the pimples. people that have acne will know that drinking water isn't a solution. People that don't have acne, yeah, drinking water probably works. But if you have acne, it's not going to work, okay? So there's the last one. I'm going to end my little Jordan rant there. And that will be the end of wasting your time for another day. I'm going to try and make this podcast weekly, but who knows? It might become fortnightly, or that's every second week for people that don't know what fortnight means. I'm talking about the Americans and the Canadians. Yes, so, and along with that, we're just going to wrap it up. I don't even know how a podcast ends. Is there subscribe? I don't even know if you can subscribe. Or like, you can't like or subscribe. I don't even know how a podcast gets shared, but we'll figure that out as we go. Enjoying the journey, guys. Join the journey to self-discovery with Jordan as he dives into an already oversaturated industry of podcasts and tries to make a voice for himself. Okay, yeah, I'm going to end that here. I'm sure we'll get a nice little outro at the end or something, but until then, we'll leave it for now. So thank you for tuning in, guys. And if you did enjoy that, I would love if you sent a bunch of words of affirmation to my Instagram inbox, because you know what? It is not the most encouraging environment when you're sitting in a room thinking, this is a great idea. Let's just have a conversation with ourselves. And yeah, apart from that, I'll see you in the next episode. Oh, and if you have any topics you actually want me to discuss, I would love to hear from you, because I would love to discuss it, because that's literally what this is all about. Just like any topic, any whatever. Okay. Yes. Okay. Now I'm officially ending. How do you end a podcast? What the heck? Goodbye.